Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again to ITNS Radio in the Neon Spotlight. It's been a couple of weeks, but we finally got some more stuff for you today. Today we will be speaking with a gentleman by the name of Craig Franklin, who's going to be joining us in the studio here shortly. I'm going to give him a call real quick. Give me just one second.
Hello, this is Craig.
Craig, you're on the air. This is Sam Watkins on ITNS Radio. You are on the air with us. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for asking. Tell us a little bit about yourself to start the show, if you would, please.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just a guy that likes songwriting and music of many, many different kinds, and that's probably the one of the traits that you'll see from the songs is a lot of different genres. And heavily influenced by the Austin, Texas music, having lived there for 25 years.
Really? Tell us a little bit about that, if you would, please.
Well, after going to school in Illinois and Missouri and living in Chicago a little bit, I thought that I had put enough into my schooling and my jobs and all that stuff. And I said, I'm going to move down to Austin to just try to be a guitar player. And after about a year there, I realized that there are so many wonderful, wonderful guitarists, especially in Austin. You know, it was pretty humbling.
Yes, there are.
And I guess, like many, many people, Stevie Ray Vaughan, you know, he was the thing. I moved down there in September 1990, and right at the same time that he left. But, very nice. And then I guess I was my cousin. We were walking down 6th Street, and we heard this great guitar player, and he's like, "That's Alan Haynes." I'm like, "Who's Alan Haynes?" So we went in there, someone, the blues guitar player down there. But so he invited this, like, 15-year-old girl with braces up on stage to play the blues that night, and she was so good. I said, "Okay, I got to do something other than just try to play guitar, you know."
And so you started writing your own music.
Yeah,
kinda,
I had written.
I guess that's kind of where it started.
I guess my point was, you know, there's so many great, great guitar players. You name it, right? A whole list of players down there. Eric Johnson, you can go on and on. And so it's like, well, I'm not going to make a living playing guitar down here. you know.
Right.
Better write some songs. So anyway, but it's a wonderful place to be as a musician.
Right. And what are you currently working on right now? What do you have out currently?
Well, most recently, I guess I put out an album called Sunrise Again, featuring Tolo Martone. He's an Italian guitarist who visits Austin, or, you know, has been visiting Austin since like the the 90s, 90. I met him through my cousin, who's a blues guitar player from Austin, and Tolo had won the worldwide Jimi Hendrix guitar competition back then, and that's why he was in Austin, and he's a wonderful musician, plays a lot with the guys from Deep Purple, Ian Paice, the drummer, and Roger Glover, the bass player, Don Airey, keyboard player. But anyway, he does a lot of different stuff too. He's got his own group. But all original songs that I wrote, and then mostly Austin musician. Other than Tolo, everyone else was from Austin.
I guess we should talk about the some of the songs on the album. Okay. Which song did you want to talk about first?
Well, I guess Pocket of Blues is the first song we recorded. We recorded four of these songs basically live in 6 hours at a studio. And Pocket of Blues was kind of a rock and blues song that I put together. None of the musicians had heard the songs before. We just, met and just wrote out some. I had already had the music, but they just made their own cheat sheets and stuff like that, whatever you want to call it. And we just jammed, basically.
All right.
And that's it. Yeah. Recording live like that, I really enjoy that the best. And you still have it separated. Pardon?
And that's one of the songs that features Tolo Martone.
Yeah. And
yeah,
he's really is a big part of the album, and very humble musician, guitarist. But I knew him for over 15 years before I found out that he had played with Ginger Baker and Jack Bruce. He didn't even mention it. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. We creamed the guys for cream. But all those musicians that played on this album, you know, like I said, David Webb, piano player, who you can hear on this song, and others, played a lot with the guys from the Allman Brothers, and worked in the studio with Butch Trucks. And anyway, the point is, I enjoyed it because I didn't have to tell them anything. I just, other than here's the song, here's how it goes, and then they did their own stuff and made it so much better than it could have been. So much better than, yeah. They all added to it. That's my point.
All right. Well, it's very appropriate that this happens to be the theme for tonight's interview. So let's go ahead and get right to it. This is Craig Franklin featuring Tolo Martone and Pocket of Blues. We'll be right Pocket Full of Blues, and we'll be right back. Pocket of Blues. Yeah, Pocket of Blues. Excuse me.
Pocket of Blues. Yeah.
I got that confused. I confused that in the title. Excuse me. Okay. Craig Franklin featuring Tolo Martone and Pocket of Blues, and we'll be right back here on ITNS Radio.
Now here I stand in my
bucket of blues. Just like they say, I'm just paying my dues. You know I couldn't do it if it wasn't for me. Remember when I said what your love meant to me? It could heal my heart or make it bleed. I'm just telling you what I believe. There's no use in lying now that I have seen. There's no use denying now that I have seen. Close your eyes and just dream about how good it could have been. Was it really as bad as it seems? Or has time changed on my sense then? Has our love come flat since then?
Featuring Tolo Martone and Pocket of Blues.